You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 18. But the Lord said to my father David, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the temple, but your son, who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. I read to verse 19. Did you know that God marks the intention of our heart? David had intention to build a temple for the Lord. God never told them to build a temple. God only instructed them to build a tabernacle, which is like a mobile tent that they could move here and there. It was David on his own who just thought that, why should the ark of God be dwelling in a tent? Why he is living in a good house? So you will understand when they say a man after God's heart. For some people, it will not move them. It will not bother them. Whether people are being saved or not, it does not concern them. Whether young people are perishing or not, it's not a big deal to them. Whether the name of the Lord is being glorified or the name of God is being mocked, it doesn't move their heart. But for David, his heart was so moved, he said he was going to build a house for the Lord. Then God now came and said, okay, you are not going to build it. But you see, the fact that it is in your heart, you have done well. You know, sometimes you don't know why God is so much interested in a life. Why God loves that life so much. To you externally, you may be wondering, what is the difference between us? Look at David. He didn't build a temple. So you couldn't have said, oh, this man, he was the one that built the temple of God. No. But you see, he had it in his heart. And because he had it in his heart, that for God was sufficient. It was as good as he built that temple. Because he thought about it. He contributed, he made sure everything that temple needed to be built, he made it available. He didn't say, well, since I will not build it, I am not going to facilitate it. He did. He facilitated it. And God commended him because it was in his heart. Where you need to focus on is your heart. Many people are trying to conform their actions to the will of God. But where you need to really watch it is your heart. If your heart is conformed to the will of God, your actions will be conformed to the will of God. The real issue is your heart. What is the state of your heart before God? That is why it is pointless trying to be an hypocrite. It is pointless trying to impress people. What can any human being do for you? Absolutely nothing. But God sees your heart. How is your heart before the Lord? Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. He said, for they shall see God. How is your heart? What is in your heart? How much do you desire God? You know, it's a privilege to have a heart. The reason God gave us a heart is to love him. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Do you know our heart was given to us to love God? God is looking for somebody that is so passionate about him, that loves him, that thinks about him, that is concerned about him. You know, I was touched that Paul got to a city and he saw the idolatry. And the Bible says his spirit was grieved. And he began to preach. You see, he became jealous for God. He was like, what? When there is a living God, how can you people be bowing down for wood, for iron, and all kind of useless things? And he began to preach God. He said, I'm ready not only to be arrested, to be imprisoned for the name of Christ, but also to die. You see, those men were passionate about Jesus. They were very passionate about God. What is the condition of your heart with God? How is your heart? Are you thinking of going out of your way? I say, Lord, no. You must, no, I can't be alive. I can't be here and this is happening. No, Lord, I must arise. And I tell you, sometimes some of those things, you may not have the means to do it. You may not have capacity to do it. You may not even have been chosen to do it. But I'm telling you, because it is in your heart, it is as good as if you have done it. You see, when Jesus said that if you look at a woman after her in your heart and lust after her, he said you have already committed adultery with her. That is the negative aspect to that truth. The positive aspect is that if you also look at something and have a positive disposition in your heart towards that thing, you are as good also as if you have done that right thing also in your heart. So that's where you need to focus. So look at the word again. Whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. That it was in your heart. The focus was the heart. Please, what is in your heart? Is your heart so passionate about God? Do you care about God? David made all the gold he had. Did you know he made it available to build a temple for God? A temple that he will not see. He gave all his resources for a temple that he will not see. It was Solomon that built it. David was already dead, but he gave all his resources to it. No wonder God said, I have found a man after my own heart. Is your heart after God's heart? Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.